the swearing, Paul.
The profanity bothers you.
Yeah. Silly rabbit.
Amelia Navasquez is...
Here it comes!
Scream Queen!
An ode to old mate Tom Cruise.
Show me the money!
We love your teeth and that you simply do not age.
That's right.
We loved when you went on Oprah and went full cooker on her couch.
He's in the building!
But most of all, many of us will love you in Mission Impossible 6 because goddamn, that movie was intense.
How long before a man like that has had enough?
Yes, whether you love him, hate him, or think he's just that little bit weird, Tom Cruise's Ethan Hunt is back for the latest in what some people have started calling the best action movie franchise of the last 20 years, Mission Impossible Fallout.
Same old Ethan.
He's joined by a mammoth cast that includes the likes of Alec Baldwin, Simon Pegg, Henry Cavill, and The Crown's Vanessa Kirby. And for all the high-key action that's promised in the trailer, you'll be very happy to know that Mission Impossible Fallout delivers big time.
You don't understand what you're involved in.
In this sixth movie, which was directed by Christopher McQuarrie, who also did Rogue Nation in 2015, Ethan Hunt is on the hunt for some nukes. Why? A group of anarchists have hijacked a bunch, and they want to blow up the Vatican, Jerusalem, and Mecca.
Now the world is at risk.
It's not an understatement to say that the stunts and action in MI6 are big. I mean, matzo ball big. Every high-speed chase is sandwiched between Tom Cruise leaping across rooftops or casually jumping out of a helicopter or just free climbing a skyscraper. And when he isn't, you can just expect a lot of Tom Cruise running, which never, ever gets tiring. I mean, the man is a machine. On top of that, when you find out that Tom Cruise actually has the spoons in production to be like, yeah, nah, I don't need no stunt double, it makes all the high-key action even more compelling. And the storyline itself is also really well executed, and the cinematography is great too, which just goes to show that despite being a big, beefy blockbuster, you can still do something that's well shot and considered. Specifically though, you'll want to keep an eye out for some really breathtaking panning establishing shots that will actually just make you let out a big, yeah, that's a nice. It doesn't even matter if MI6 is 2.5 hours long because the whole movie is a total ride. Gets 4.5 out of 5.
Triple J.